Fast forward to Pennsylvania, where I find myself today. I teach at the Science Leadership Academy, which is a partnership school between the Franklin Institute and the School District of Philadelphia. We are a 9-12 public school, but we do school quite differently. I moved there primarily to be part of a learning environment that validated the way that I knew that kids learned and that really wanted to investigate what was possible when you were willing to kind of let go of some of the paradigms of the past, of information scarcity when my grandmother was in school and when my father was in school and even when I was in school, into a moment where we have information surplus. And so what do you do when the information is all around you? Why do you have kids come to school if they no longer have to come there to get the information? In Pennsylvania, we have in Philadelphia, we have a one-to-one laptop program. So the kids are bringing in laptops with them every day, taking them home, getting access to information. And here's the thing that you need to get comfortable with when you've given the tool to acquire information to students, is that you have to be comfortable with this idea of allowing kids to fail as part of the learning process. We deal right now in the educational landscape with an infatuation with the culture of one right answer that can be properly bubbled on the average multiple choice test, and I am here to share with you, it is not learning. That is the absolute wrong thing to ask. To tell kids to never be wrong, to ask them to always have the right answer, doesn't allow them to learn. So we did this project, and this is one of the artifacts of the project. I almost never show them off because of the issue of the idea of failure.